This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Philosophy personified here on the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is not here with us in this hour of the program, but we are here to help you think your way through the day. And those of you who are looking for a more exciting life, spend some time with us. Spend some time doing things that you feel at the, it's kind of like the military, right? Either you feel like you really want to do it or you shouldn't do it at all. Okay, I'll go do it. How about that? Is that making sense to you, ladies? Let's get all the enthusiasm we can behind what's going on in our lives. That should be the central theme of our lives. I think it is mine without thinking about it, actually. I've been telling you I've been going through some old notes, some old things that I studied even when I was in college. My writing was the same in college as it is now. And I was looking over the weekend at a treatise. This is what I did Saturday night. I was looking at a treatise of mine on Plato. Can you imagine me becoming the philosopher of the day, examining Plato and his works and what we had to understand about him, his knowledge, and what was... the funny thing about all of this stuff is that we are interpreting somebody else's words. How do we really know? I think I've said this any number of times. When you say, well, this is what he means about that. I love these blanking potholes on the air. Evaluate what the president said or evaluate what Mrs. Pelosi said. If you want to know what they think, then ask them. Don't try to...
Don't you think it's people's personal responsibility to communicate in a way that people can understand them?
Yeah.
So what's the point of communicating if no one can figure out what you're saying?
Make it clear. Right. Let's make it clear what's going on. All right, Victoria, let's make it clear. What is going on here?
Well, the situation in Venezuela has escalated now, and so the U.S. has canceled all flights to Venezuela. American Airlines was actually the last holdout flying to Venezuela. So on Friday, they announced that they're temporarily suspending all flights to Venezuela, saying that they're not going to fly to any country that they don't consider to be safe. So the U.S. government last week reissued a level 4 travel advisory, which is basically saying don't go there. They warn travelers not to visit Venezuela at all if you are a U.S. citizen due to the crime and civil unrest, other security concerns, things like that. Apparently even the union that represents the American Airlines pilots told their members of their union to refuse assignments destined for Venezuela. That's how bad the union thought it was. And like you said, once again, American Airlines is the last the last to respond correctly.
They were flying 737s down there. They can use them to fill the slots by the 737 MAXs that they had to take out of service. That's what they've been. They actually did bring back some planes that they put into what they call furlough. They mothball them, but they brought back some so they can keep the schedule up. Because once you know, it's really messy. If you've got 24 planes, as American does, that are in their fleet, and you just yank them all out of service the same day, that creates the one thing that I would say about technology. It's pretty amazing how it's used in the transportation industry to schedule planes, flights, pilots, crews. You can't imagine what they used to have huge departments at all these airlines that used to do that to schedule, make sure there's a plane there, make sure there's a pilot that can fly it, make sure there are flight attendants who can take care of the needs of the passengers. It's a huge, and the food and all the other things that go into it, it's really quite a job. And it's all handled by computers now. So when for example, flight attendants put in their bid or the pilots put in their bid for the line that they want for that month, the computers sort it all out, and 2 weeks before the month begins, or 10 days, whatever it is, then it sends you back your schedule. Okay, here's the schedule for next month. And it's pretty, I find it fascinating that somebody is able to program computers to do this sort of stuff. I'm sure there's much more complicated stuff around, but that's a practical example of what is done. So you can imagine if you yank 24 planes out of your fleet of, what do they have, 890 planes or something like that, I think. It's a hole. And if you've already sold seats and the flights are mostly full, what do you do? How do you jam people into the, it's a nightmare. It really is. So anyway.
Yeah. So it's just American and Southwest, right, that have the maxes?
Yeah. There's nobody else in the country that's using
Yeah. So
max.
It's 24 planes from American, and I think it was 36 or something like that. Yeah, from
maybe,
Southwest.
Yeah, 35.
Are they now just sitting in hangars at airports waiting for
yes.
the next step?
Yep. That's exactly what they're on the ground, wherever they were when the whatever airport they were, unless well, they what I think happened if they were in secondary airports, they fly them empty to let's say Dallas or Chicago or Los Angeles, wherever they have inspection facilities. I'm just using American has in Dallas at JFK in Chicago, Los Angeles. I think there's one other place, Kansas City, is where they have a huge facility, mechanical maintenance facility. So that's how they make sure they're in one of those places, and they wait until they go through whatever it is they're going to go through.
Well, apparently they're going to be doing a software update, which is, I guess, is the latest that I've seen on how to actually fix the problem.
Well,
so
this should have been handled. This has been handled very badly by our government. Well, not just our government, but Boeing. It's not. This is a real black eye for Boeing. Not good.
Yeah.
Treasury Department announcing more. Say it again, Doug. Sanctions. Against the Ruskies. Statement that was issued, U.S. will be imposing new sanctions due to Russia's continuing aggression in the Ukraine. Sanctions targeting 6 Russian officials, 8 companies for their activities related to supporting Russia's occupation of Ukraine. So this is more of the same stuff. How do you know what to believe or who to believe here? When it comes to we're trying to get along with them, trying to make them, they don't give a damn. Putin doesn't. He's only there to exercise his own ego. So whether this does any good or it doesn't do any good, you know, didn't we release the sanctions or wasn't it before the last time Trump had a meeting with Pukin Putin? Wasn't there some relaxation of these things?
That sounds right. I don't really know, but that sounds like I think that's what happened, but I'm not sure.
If you think Bad Vlad gives a damn about this, I think you're kidding yourself. I don't think he gives a damn at all about anything but himself, frankly. So here's yet another. Okay, let's keep this going. This particular thread, the U.S. developing new missiles. What the hell do we have to develop new missiles for? The INF Treaty is no longer any, it has no real teeth anymore, not that it ever did, actually. Bans land-based nuclear missiles with certain distance ranges. So the U.S. is now going to develop new missiles. We had old missiles that did this. What are we developing new ones for? It's just another way of us spending more money. The U.S. and Russia are both out of this arms contract. NATO members accusing Russia of violating the treaty anyway. It's called the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, INF. And so now that Moscow's not doing it, Washington says, okay, we better build some more missiles. What, more for the military-industrial complex? You realize what a rip-off this is? Is anybody think, okay, so we had these missiles before. When Reagan and Gorbachev made the treaty, we stopped making them. That doesn't mean we don't know how to make them. We're going to develop new missiles? This is madness. Complete madness. I don't understand the thinking. I understand the thinking of the people in power because they want to give more business to their buddies in the military-industrial complex. That's all this is, spending your money to help them out. Like they need more business. Pentagon spokesperson said all current missile developments are reversible if Russia chooses to comply with the treaty. So we'll spend a lot of money and do a lot of stuff. There are more missiles now, whether they're intermediate, short range, long range, to destroy the Earth about 5,000 times.
Yeah.
So we're going to develop more stuff so that we can destroy ourselves. And people fall for this crap all the time. The fact that people fall for this bourgeois from these people in the name of safety and security. Oh, the United States has to be the most powerful. We are, without any stretch of the imagination. And so what they say is, well, the Russians, the Chinese, they start ramping up. We have to compete with them. We already are way more competitive than they are. And we ought to be. I want to be the strongest, but how much money are we going to throw at this? And still, I mean, the excuses that are made by people who want to protect, say, the military has to be the strongest. It is by far the strongest in the world. And besides, no meaningful war is ever going to be fought by guns and any of this stuff. It's going to be fought online. There's anybody shooting missiles and stuff. You've got to be kidding. All right, 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is 21 Days of Amazing Finds. It's 21 days to discover your new must-haves and can't live withouts. 21 days of daily beauty steals at 50% off, like the Anastasia Brow Wiz and the Tarte Toasted Eyeshadow Palette. Plus, hundreds of new releases from the hottest brands, a.k.a. 21 days of I want that one, and that one, and that one. Hurry in now through April 6th. What will you discover? Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video streams set up to 480p plus. Using it up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming it up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switching to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. And if your windshield is foggy this morning and you're driving to work, here's a way to fix that problem. Buy a chalkboard eraser and keep it in your car. The windows fog up, rub with the eraser. Much better than a cloth. How's that? 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Change at the hour music time in this hour of the DJV program. Starting off with a Bones releasing a new best of compilation called Honk. I think that means something more than what you think it means. It's coming out on the 19th of April. A career spanning project available as a single CD and a 2LP edition featuring 20 songs along with a deluxe 3 CD, 4 LP set with 46 cuts. How many times can they and have they over their careers re-released the same stuff? Over and over, and they still sell huge amounts. It's because of the songs, I suppose, Brown Sugar.
Well, this is a lot of live stuff that are some duets and...
Yeah, okay. Still the same songs. I mean, they still get the same music and nothing new in it, but it's a little different angle, if you will, for... As you're suggesting, Brown Sugar, Tumbling Dice, Angie, It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It, Fool to Cry, Miss You. I actually quite like Miss You. I've thought that. I've always liked
that. That's a great song. Awesome.
It really is a good song. So this deluxe package includes a full disc of 10 live tracks recorded during their recent stadium tours. Several guest appearances like the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, Ed Sheeran, who's on Beast of Burden, Brad Paisley's on Dead Flowers, Florence and the Machines, Florence Welch is on Wild Horses with the Bones. The Florence Welch Wild Horse available with pre-orders of the album. The U.S. leg of the Rolling Stones No Filter Tour starts next month in Miami, goes through May and June, and ends up in Chicago. They're currently recording material for their next studio album, so they got new stuff on the way anyway.
That Blue and Lonesome album that came out in 2016, it's all blues songs. That's a good album. Really good. Yep.
I still like the old traditional Stones and Bones stuff. Speaking of traditional, Graham Nash in the music focus today. Going to play the first of two solo albums on his fall tour this year. Series of special shows in September featuring complete performances of his debut album, Songs for Beginners. That was out in 71. Then he had another follow-up in 74 called Wild Tales. He said, people have been suggesting I do this for a long time, but it was pressure from my wife that finally convinced me. She loves those albums and she wanted to hear them. So I'm going on the road to do them. So why not, right? The show mixes in songs of his whole career that he's on now. only guitarist and keyboardist with him on the tour, but he plans on assembling a much larger band for these special shows. They will have a drummer, a bassist, backup singers, and a pedal steel player. The show will begin with Songs for Beginners, followed by Wild Tales. After a brief intermission, Songs for Beginners contains many of his most enduring songs, like Military Madness, I Used to Be a King, and Chicago. The album reached number 15 on the pop charts, but Wild Tales didn't generate any hits and stalled at number 34, and then he blamed his record company for that. I'm not sure who the record company was at that time, frankly. So he says he only has plans to play the albums at four shows on the East Coast, but he says if they go well, he may add more. We're kind of testing the waters here. I've had a lot of enthusiastic response from the web, so we'll see. So he's starting in September, going to South Orange, New Jersey, then New York on the 27th of September, Albany, New York, and the 28th in Boston on the 29th. So it'll be interesting. See how it all
shakes out. I'm sure he'll add more shows because people love him, so yeah.
Yeah, right. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Remember? That's Graham Nash is Nash in that group. It's 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Chicago for a ride.
When I had my brother take me places, it was always like, we have to get there early so I can smoke a cigarette before we go inside. I'm paying. I'm a little sister.
We always have to stop for cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. You get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch, another one on the way home, before dinner, after dinner. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick. I honestly feel like I remember recently you asking me, like, did you want to smoke before we go in? And I was like, no, I don't need to.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
That's Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse talking about the catastrophic flooding in the Midwest. At least three people killed, including an 80-year-old woman who dies as floodwaters fill her house. Senator Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
Right now, we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors right now. The National Guard is doing a great job. Governor Ricketts is doing a great job.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. In other news, California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court. Twitter not commenting on the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm looking, I've been talking about this. By the way, hello, DJV time is 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Jennifer not with us today. The some of this old stuff. I just found my acceptance to Heidelberg. Remember, I said, I've said this a number of times on the air, one of the reasons that I went to Heidelberg was because I was accepted, got the acceptance on my birthday in 1963 to go there. The letter reads, Dear Dudley, Dudley is my given name for those of you who don't know, it is indeed a very great pleasure for me to inform you that the Board of Admissions has accepted you as a student at Heidelberg for the fall semester beginning in September 1964. It is a privilege, therefore, to welcome you into the college family. And the reason I don't, this is coterminous with the discussion about how all of this corruption has taken place. And I was wondering, as I saw this, whether there was any of the kind of corruption we're talking about today, back in the day, not in my, you know, my whole business about going to Heidelberg was based on a number of different things, including me wanting to get away as far away from home as I could. When I was a senior in high school, I wanted to get out of here. And it's funny because I came back and I, you know, stayed in the same quarter mile residencies all my life. But I'm just thinking about what it is that's going on in people's minds now with if you didn't have any influence and you weren't able to do the things that some of these other folks have done, how that changes the landscape in terms of there are so many slots. Like in Heidelberg, there are like 400 slots for freshmen. And they normally have about 1,400 applications. That's been pretty consistent over the years. So how do you pick and choose among those people? The people who can pay and don't need any? So I didn't have any aid. I paid half. My father paid half. Mine half was paid out of jobs working. There was a bull farm in Tiffin that I worked at, the radio station I worked at. And I paid half the way. My father paid the other half. And that was pretty much it. And that was the circumstance of most of the people that I know. There was really very little student aid back in the 60s in college. I don't know when it first started. And do you remember, both of you, when you were going to school, when you applied, whether there was a slot, a space, do you need student aid, and how much do you need, and they go through all of that? Do you remember going through any of those things when you were applying for college, Victoria?
I'm very, very fortunate that I didn't need, my parents covered my tuition, so
yeah.
I didn't go through that, but, I certainly know a ton of people who did.
Yeah. I didn't personally, or I spent a little bit of time, but my mom did a ton of stuff with the FAFSA, and trying to get financial aid. So it was definitely a big thing for, I think, people my age.
Yeah. I think it started with your age. I think it became a bigger thing, college loans, because there seems to have been so much societal pressure on people to go to college. For what reason, many of us are still trying to figure out, because I know a lot of folks who are my friends, who were my age, who went into the service when they got out of high school, and they came back and the GI Bill paid for them to go to school, and they then went on to do other things. But their life was slowed down somewhat by being in the service. But that's okay, because many of them will tell you that it was a great lesson. They did. You know, some people didn't like being in the service, and other people did. They thought it was a great experience. I know a lot of people who still, the people that you see. There's a new show on, I want to say, NBC called The Village. Have you heard the promotion for that, either of you?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's about an apartment house called The Village. And all the people, very interesting stories. I actually saw the first episode of it on the plane last week. It's on, I think, tonight or tomorrow night for the first time on the television. But it looks like a wonderful show, actually. It's one of those things like This Is Us. There have been a number of those shows, and there's another one around like This Is Us that is it sort of tugs on your heartstrings with the experiences.
Yes,
of
I forget
individual
the,
people.
It's called A Million Little Things.
That's yes,
another one that's
yeah, that's supposed to be. Well, this is like that. It's out of the same vein. It has a very well known cast, very sweet. I think the stories are fabulous. From what, at least the story I saw, and the way it tied everything together was very, very well done. As we all know, there's a lot of great television being produced now, much more so than maybe the movies, because the movies are all these damn big Transformers and, you know, that kind of stuff. Although there have been, I think, this past year, some better movies. But at any rate, we have a very interesting time. Things are changing sociologically very, very rapidly. And so with that in mind, I had a experience reading in bed on Saturday night. The story, or an overview. I get very deep into stuff sometimes, and I don't put the book down, I don't put the message down, I tend to go with it until I'm finished with it. And this was a book about the patterns in relationships. And mostly it focused on young people your age, Kara. But I think maybe your age, Victoria, as well, because you're not that much older than Kara is. But it certainly wasn't, the focus of this treatise wasn't on people my age, it was on people your age. And how living together before marriage seems to be the best way to figure out whether you can make it or not, because heavens knows you don't want to get married.
I don't know how people didn't
do that. I know. Well, we didn't.
I know back in the day.
It didn't work. No, we didn't do that. Margaret Mead, however, I was talking about Plato earlier on. I'm finding all of this stuff that has applicability to us today. So I was a great fan of Margaret Mead's work when I was in college and understood her whole approach to life and to society and that sort of thing. She was an anthropologist. And she said that everybody ought to be allowed one marriage that was free. starter marriages. Yeah, right. They call them starter marriages today. Get married, realize it's the wrong person, and you move on. Make divorce easy. Like in some in states, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you've been married. If you live in New York, New England, most of the states here, California, 50-50. You marry somebody and they want a divorce on the next day, that's tough. You still get half of whatever their assets are on either side. So anyway, her idea, Margaret Mead's idea, was to have a no-foul marriage. Her exception was children. If you had children, then it was a different thing. It's a different requirement. But so many people are having children today and they aren't married. One wonders what happens if the relationship dissolves. Who then is responsible if you're good people and you're going to take care of the child? But as we all know, some people are not good. And so what happens is that the children often become wards of the state. And that's how this trend of not being married, if you have a child and somebody just decides they've had enough relationship, they just leave, then it becomes much more of a burden for the state, i.e. the taxpayer. And who thought about that before? I never really thought much about it. Did you think about what happens to a child?
Well, I know because I don't know. I don't know that I really fully believe that, but because I know a lot of couples who are not married kid together, that just because couples aren't married, when they separate, the kids become wards of the state.
Well, I'm not suggesting that it happens in each case. What I'm suggesting is that it's one of those unseen, it's a result of living together and people not planning or having any real, you know, they haven't worked out the situation. Whereas when people get married, they think more
about it. Well, they go to family court, you get a custody agreement.
But they still, if in fact the man, many times in certain communities, the men just disappear. And nobody knows who the father is. What I'm saying is that oftentimes in those circumstances, the taxpayer has to pay to take care of the children's needs that have nobody else really to take care of them. And so it's becoming a huge problem economically, one that is unseen, untalked about, but needs to be, I think. And I don't know how to fix it. I'm not suggesting I have a solution to it. Children is such a huge responsibility. Having children is such a huge, and it's so easy not to have them, birth control being what it is, the various ways of not impregnating a woman or a woman getting pregnant. It's not the job of one, it's the job of both. And a lot of people are just so very irresponsible about that stuff. And then at the end of the day, when you look at the consequences, it becomes, because of the way the government works and society works, we feel like we need to take care of these people. And there's no ramification for the person who's responsible. It just leaves. Just leaves.
Well, if it's a deadbeat dad situation, depending on, you know, where they go or whatever, they will track you down. They will definitely, you know, there are a lot of systems in place for that. Like, there was a local news story here over the weekend, actually, where a guy tried to be a deadbeat dad, and he got behind on his child support payments. And so he was a registered gun owner, and the local police show up at the house, confiscate the gun, because you're not allowed to have your gun if you don't pay, if you're behind on your child support. So,
oh really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that are in place to, you know, that have gotten a lot better. I think Clinton started a whole deadbeat dad thing there to make it stricter and harder, on guys who want to skip out on child support.
Yes, he did. Yep. 45 past the hour on the DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
Vietnam. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia, give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here we are with an interesting situation because of the shoot-em-up in New Zealand. The Prime Minister there, Jacinda Ardern, I think is how you pronounce her name, said she's going to institute new gun laws after this gunman killed all these people at the mosques. And you were talking, both of you, off the air about how some of the Jewish groups are getting together, some of the temples or synagogues
well,
are getting together.
Specifically in Pittsburgh and Squirrel Hill, where they had the shooting, I guess, last year. The Muslim community really came out and supported them when that happened, so they're kind of paying it forward, which is very nice.
Yeah, it is. Great. It's a great example of how much more civilized most people are. And the news media gives us all credit for. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog.
for life. The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food. Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, Monday's trick is to move ourselves quickly into the Money Pit zone, the Money Pit mode, with Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement radio program heard around the country every weekend, a great service to mankind provided by Tom and Leslie Segretti, his partner. So what we ask you to do, if you have a question about some work being done or you want to have done or you're trying to do stuff at your own behest, send us the question, and the answer will come from Tom. You can send it along to on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, if you'd like. Brian, listening in Connecticut, says he got a 12-year-old home. Soil against the basement foundation has sunk toward the house, causing the gas meter and three air conditioning compressors to tilt toward the home. His driveway is also sunk. I'd say this was a landfill home, and they didn't compress the soil. Would you say that was what was going on here?
Yeah, it's interesting because he says he's worried about something funneling away at the material, like a rodent. No, I think it's probably a much bigger rodent. The guy that did not drive, you know, the land moving equipment properly. So yeah, I agree with you, Doug. I think that the home is fairly new, one decade old, you know, in terms of settlement years.
Yeah, right.
I think that the soil has, you know, settled over that first 10 years, and now it's moved all the outside equipment, it's sunk the driveway, and you're going to have to do some significant regrading and mostly re-tamping. The soil has to be compacted when it's put back around the foundation.
Right.
He wanted to know what type of contractor. I mean, typically, you would have to use a very skilled landscaping contractor for this. Not the kind of guys that just know how to use one type of soil, which is topsoil.
Right.
He needs people that are used to moving earth. And if you're concerned about, you know, anything sort of beyond the obvious, the type of pro you would use to analyze this would be probably a civil engineer or a professional home inspector. Civil engineer is going to be probably a lot more expensive. Home inspector could probably give you a sense as to how normal this is and whether there are other connected problems. Does it seem to be impacting the foundation? Because they're pretty skilled at detecting that sort of thing. But it definitely is a job that's got to be done because that water collecting around the foundation can do many bad things. the water will freeze, it will expand, it will push on the foundation, put pressure on the walls, it can cause instability because it gets under the footing.
Cracking, leaking.
Cracking, right. And driveway that settles is going to get worse. So, yeah, you got to deal with this. And, now might be the year.
Yep. Or it could be a job for Superman. Remember Superman was on in the... And people look around, oh, this looks like a job for a Superman.
Super contractor?
Right.
And, you know, listen, when this happens to people, Doug, you know, they're really concerned about it because they have no basis in experience to determine whether it's severe or not. But we see this happening all the time. And we know that if the soil wasn't compacted, if there was a dead tree in there that rotted away over the 10 years and that could have caused it to go down, lots of things could have happened. But clearly, it was not regraded properly.
Done.
After,
right.
And on top of that, you know, the standard for the angle of soil on new construction is fairly gentle. You know, I think it's about an inch on 12 feet or something like that, or a couple of inches on 12 feet. It's not much at all. So you're always going to have to deal with this sort of thing unless you overcompensate for it when you build a house.
All right, here's some news. If you go to the Money Pit Weekly News Magazine, you'll find four fabulous ideas for bathroom upgrades. And I'm looking at these right now. I'm going to print them out because when I build my new house, I want the bathrooms to look just like this.
Yeah, so right?
Another one of the reasons for you to sign up for the Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter at MoneyPit.com. But you got all kinds of things in here, including child-friendly cleaners, which is something a lot of people don't think about, I think. You're right? Do you think about that?
Yep, well, that's right. And, you know, sometimes you want to try to keep those kiddies away from those chemicals. And there are lots of ways you can make very, very safe cleaners on your own. We've got all the recipes in this week's Money Pit e-newsletter. And if you missed that particular edition, you can search for Kids Safe Cleaners on MoneyPit.com. 10 recipes to make them your own.
Listener Samantha says this past winter, has her house has suffered severe hail damage. He wants to replace the roof and wondered what the best way you put a new roof on. Well, you can do all kinds of things along that line, right?
Well, first of all, if you've gotten hail damage, that's something that's typically covered by your homeowner's insurance, Samantha. So if you've not contacted them, you definitely should because you may not have to pay for that roof. And also they can inspect the rest of your property for similar damage. A lot of times it comes along with damage to the gutters, damage to the siding. But in terms of roofing materials, you know, I would use a storm-resistant wind shingle, storm-resistant asphalt shingle on that. They can actually stand up to 100-plus mile-an-hour winds. But, again, it's going to be a big project, so contact your insurance company. You may not have to even pay for it yourself.
Check out the Money Pit, Money Pit newsletter, MoneyPit.com. .com. Thank you, Doug. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.